T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sorry, just had to take a couple of seconds to prop the door open with the doorstop, because unless you pull it shut, it doesn't close all the way. So I'll be in the middle of a sentence and I'll hear click from the other side of the room. It's like somebody's locking and loading on me. Probably Pasquale. Pasquale Maggiore is the man behind the glass in the next room. If the show sounds good at all, it's Pasquale's baby. And if I ever screw up, I'm going to blame it on Pasquale, okay? So, yeah, it goes both ways, just saying. It goes both ways. All right, anyway, 10 minutes after 5, welcome to the program. So, we're talking about COVID. Had a wonderful time last night going out, and I do want you to go to WBEN. Tell you what, go to WBEN.com, our webpage. And what you can do, I'm just looking at something here. What you can do is go to the very top, WBEN.com, click on extras. And then after you do that, every day, we're going to send you 3 things to know every day. And you will receive Jim's list, Jim Kedrina's list of local music. And as you know, local music is a big part of my life, but it ain't about me, because these places are absolutely jammed as many of us are back into the swing of things and we are enjoying local music. And it's pretty awesome to see everybody's faces again. Now I got a real problem here. And that is this. I believe very much so that we are because of the Delta variant, which is not as lethal as ordinary COVID-19. Because of the Delta variant, I think they're going to start the mask requirements again, and I'm really worried that they're going to do a lockdown again, despite the fact that masks don't work and despite the fact that lockdowns don't work. They're going to do it all over again because, ladies and gentlemen, I believe at this point, this is about control. It's not about the disease. It is about control. And what makes me think this? If you're a regular listener to the show, look, ladies and gentlemen, I just got through saying it. And look, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't have a medical degree. But the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, they've got a whole bunch of medical degrees and PhDs and everything. And what they are saying publicly is don't make students, college age or younger, get this vaccine because they already have an immune system. To make people get this vaccine when they have a sterling, platinum immune system is absolutely ludicrous. Why would you do that? And look, I'm nobody to sit in judgment of anybody, but I got to tell you, I've said this before, maybe you're a new listener to the show. If I had a 12 or a 13-year-old kid, there's no way in hell I'm going to put my kid through the vaccine. Why? Because we don't have enough data. Now, you know what? It might turn out that this vaccine is A-okay, no long-term complications, da-da-da-da-da, and everything is cool in the gang. But until they can say that, with 100% accuracy, I see no point in using an experimental drug on a low-risk population. College students are low-risk. High school students are low-risk. Junior high, middle school, low-risk. Elementary school kids, low-risk. And then there's this story. We can probably get your thoughts on this. It's out of Rochester. I stole it from the WIVB.com website. And here's it's by Allie Peters from WROC in Rochester. Two local boys are being part of history. Three-year-old Liam and his one-year-old brother Owen are taking part in a pediatric Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine trial. Currently, only those 12 and up are eligible to get the vaccine, but kids like Liam and Owen are helping pave the way so other children can get vaccinated in the future. There are roughly 4,500 children nationwide taking part in the trial. We know that this trial could help millions of people across the world access vaccines for kids, and that's really important to us, said Courtney Finnerty, one of Liam and Owen's mothers, plural. Oh. So this woman says she and her wife thought a lot about enrolling their boys in the trial. She said her doctor assured them the trial would be safe for her kids. Can we just think about this for a minute? What's the definition of a trial? What is a trial all about? To assure somebody that a trial is safe for children, it's oxymoronic. You can't assure if it's a trial. You can't assure anything, can you? Sorry, this dude or lady might have an MD, but common sense apparently went away with the MD. The kids are too young to really give full consent on their own. How do we feel about putting them in a trial where they're not old enough to decide? But we, as parents, both mothers, have to make decisions for them, and I'd like to think that if they were older, they would want to be part of this very safe clinical trial, said Finnerty. Folks, is it me, or are these some of the stupidest quotes you will ever hear in your life? A trial determines what? What does a trial, why do you do a trial? Okay, therefore, to say that a trial is safe is absurd. It's logically impossible that you can say a trial is safe. Think about it. I mean, how stupid, I'm sorry, I just, This is just beyond me. There is no reason for a child 1 or 3 years old, whether they have 2 or 50 mothers, there's no reason to put this into children. It's a low-risk group. Very low risk. More kids will drown eating a brownie than are going to die of COVID at that age. This is absurd. It defies all logic. I don't mean to belabor the point. What is a trial being done to determine? Therefore, to say that it is absolutely safe is absolutely an impossible logical progression. This is insanity. People have lost their minds. And I wonder what both of these mothers had to say when the vaccine was developed on Donald Trump's watch. I wonder if they were people who said, like Kamala Harris, well, anything developed on Donald Trump's watch, I'm not going to put into my body. you know. Anyway, if you're just joining us, welcome. We live, my friends, in very, very dangerous times in terms of the liberty of you, the American people. When will you get it through your heads that this is no longer about public health? It's no longer about an emergency. It is about control of you. Get a vaccine so you can do everything you want to do. Oh, wait a minute. Los Angeles says even with a vaccine, you have to wear a mask inside. Philadelphia, they doing the same thing. Somebody sent me a story that St. Louis is doing the same thing. I think this is absolutely insane. I wish Amina Milonic were with us right now because she could explain this a lot better than I could. But if you are having a trial, you can't guarantee something is safe. That needs to be established by what? The trial. I mean, come on. Stop. Just stop already. Are we going back to the mask mandates? I'm afraid we are, and I think we also could be going back to a shutdown. And again, I apologize. I've said this before. When people are profiting from this panic porn, it's never going to end. And we have a deplorable person, Dr. Gail Burstein. And I'm sorry to say that, but she's a pediatrician. She's in so-called public service. And she has made a boat ton of money in overtime because of COVID. Because of COVID. See, in my world, if you're a county health commissioner, if a pandemic comes along, that kind of comes with the territory. Do you think Tim Wenger got extra income from all those extra hours on our website during COVID? You think I got extra money for coming in doing shows? Did you get extra money working during COVID? You get extra money as a truck driver? They boosted up by a couple of quarters a mile? I don't think so. But Dr. Gail Burstein, a quote-unquote public servant, is raking in the overtime. So when you've got people who are in positions of power, please understand, why would they want to end their own gravy train? And then you've got Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci without COVID is just another nameless, faceless Washington bureaucrat. It's like what Jimmy Hoffa said after JFK was murdered. Bobby Kennedy's just another lawyer now. Well, without COVID, Anthony Fauci's just another D.C. dweeb. 803-0930. And by the way, I wish I could get wrong as much as he's gotten wrong and still be thought of as an expert. The only difference is I don't claim expertise in anything. Maybe being a mediocre talk show host. Yeah, all right, I'll do that. I don't know. I think tonight we might do a little hit and run out in Depew. And I'm thinking Sunday. Yes, it's Sunday Fun Day with Tom Bender. Many of you have seen Tom Bender perform at various venues around town. He plays in a couple of bands. I've had the pleasure of being on stage with Tom. But Sunday, it's not about the music. Sunday, it's about Mrs. Nerd's clam juice. Let's go to the calls on WBEN, and it is Kathy on a cell phone. Kathy, hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hello, Kathy. I think I'm borderline apoplectic right now.
Okay. Have you heard about there's a Rainbow Bridge? There's going to be it's 140 cities. It's a worldwide rally. We will all be there, and it's standing for freedom of speech, freedom of health, freedom of choice, freedom of assembly, and freedom of movement. And it's talking about the Canadians are going to come on the other side, and we're going to go on one side. But it's 140 cities nationwide. But it's one of those things that you can't really hear about unless you really look for it, because it's on Facebook and everything is taken down faster than you can put it up.
We talked, I think it was last week, with Taryn Booker from Medical Freedom for New York Students about that, and we did put it up on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Good.
The Bowerly WBEN Facebook page.
Oh, good, good. So I'm hoping to be there, and I'm hoping a lot of people show up because these draconian measures, I agree with you, are probably going to be coming back.
When they do, what do we, the people, do to say, no, we've had enough, this is BS, we're not putting up with it anymore? I mean, one of the things we need to do, we need to establish a cordon of volunteers around restaurants to keep anybody from the county health department out. We need to adopt the tactics of Antifa and BLM, because all the authorities respect is strength. It's all they respect.
I know, and we have to try to get our sheriffs involved because they're our first line of defense, and if they don't stand for the Constitution, we're lost.
Well, I think we need to ask the sheriff's department not to do what it did last time and refuse to provide escorts to the health department workers who are trying to enforce nonsensical mandates. Hold back the sheriff's deputies. Do not allow them out with DOH inspectors.
I agree totally, because I think people need to stand together, because if we let this happen again, shame on us.
I agree with you 100%. And I hate to say this, I truly do, but what I am saying about civil disobedience, unfortunately, it is Thomas Jefferson, Declaration of Independence. What he did, he laid out all of the grievances and explained why the United States of America was divorcing itself from Great Britain. And we now need to do the same thing. And unfortunately, one of the lessons of history, not very popular to say this, but in the face of tyranny, the only thing bullies understand is force. If France had objected to Hitler moving into the Rhineland in the 1930s, World War II probably wouldn't have happened.
That's true. That's true. And that, I know some of the county, well, I know Cattaraugus, I think it's Cattaraugus County, is trying to establish themselves as a constitutional county and ask their legislators to follow by the Constitution and make that it's going to be a hard thing to do, to stand by the Constitution, because you got the state against you and you got other things, other forces that involve money that are against you. But we need you to stand for we the people.
Well, and if they start again, if they start this mask mandate and restaurant harassment again, what restaurants need to do is hire people. The only people who get into the restaurant are people who are known customers, who aren't rats.
Correct. Correct.
And everybody else, you say, I'm sorry, we don't know you, we're not going to let you in. Sorry.
Right. Because if it happens to us again, like I say, they didn't start doing, big things in Germany, and everybody says, oh, it's not like that. Well, they didn't start that way. They started power small, incrementally, to take over people and their lives and their freedoms. And they it's not like it in a sense where you think you're going to get to that, but I never thought we'd have a lockdown again. I never thought they'd be talking about mask mandates. Did you ever think you'd have to show papers?
No, I did not. Not in the United States of America. I think at this point it is getting ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's illogical. It's un-American. And you are right. And the thing is, it was Ronald Reagan who said, and I don't think this was an original thought, but we're only a generation away from losing our freedom. And when you look at Germany in the 1920s, it was a weak democratic republic. Within 10 years, it was a Nazi dictatorship. That fast, it turned on a dime.
I can't tell you how many, people who said to me, friends, and, oh, you're extreme or you're over the top. And I would love to say to them, did you think people would be knocking on your door asking for your vaccination status?
Well, I haven't had that happen, I must move on. I'm glad you called, and good luck with the rally at the bridge and details, the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, good call. Everybody likes my wallet. I have the same wallet Samuel L. Jackson used in Pulp Fiction. Everybody comments on it, and then somebody comments on it, and I order them one, and they thank me for the gift. A lot of these wallets going around town. All right, 539 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, if nothing else, I have fun with life. President so-called Biden is under pressure to institute a mask mandate. Now, let's keep in mind that Dr. Jane Orient with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, we talked to her yesterday, and she says the masks basically don't do much, if anything, to protect against COVID. All right. We've got audio on that. We'll get to that again. But we have a professor, Yahoo News, John Bonshoff. He's a law professor at George Washington University Law School. He says Biden is putting lives at risk. He doesn't have to go to Congress. Biden said himself, I will do everything possible from an executive standpoint to make it required that people have to wear masks in public. He has not done that. Then the next paragraph, vaccination hesitancy is still a challenge for the administration, which is struggling to increase uptake of the shots. Well, gosh, why would vaccination hesitancy be an issue when they still want you to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated? We have entered into the world of insanity. I mean, what? These people are nuts. Professor at George Washington University Law School, he doesn't have to go to Congress. He can just do it by executive order. Now, could you imagine this same law professor saying of Donald Trump, oh, Trump doesn't have to go to Congress. He can just issue an order. They would have soiled themselves over and over again. But it's Biden. They want Biden to have a decree that people have to wear masks in public. And then the very next sentence, vaccination hesitancy is still a challenge for the administration. Gee, why would that be? Officials have heaped blame on social media companies for failing to police misinformation about vaccines spreading on their platforms. This law professor says, certainly, using the legal definition, Biden is killing people by not having the guts to take the effective action which he promised the American public to do. He is killing Americans and will continue to kill Americans. What kind of lunatic says this? The masks don't work. This guy's a law professor. He's not a medical doctor. You know what? Let's hear from a medical doctor on masks. Yesterday, Dr. Jane Orient, Executive Director, Association American Physicians and Surgeons. So, should we put our faith in masks as the be-all and end-all? By the way, my phone number, if you want to get in on this, I've got lines open as we head toward the end of the show. Don't make me work hard on a Friday. I will not like you over the weekend. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So the law professor wants Biden to issue a decree that we all have to wear masks in public. And Biden is killing people by not making people wear masks in public. Dr. Orient MD, your thoughts on masks?
These masks just do very little to prevent the release of the virus, especially if it's aerosolized, it's in very tiny particles that the mask cannot trap. I mean, before 2020, nobody thought masks worked for respiratory illnesses. In a healthcare setting where you have a patient you know is infected and you have properly fitting masks and goggles and all kinds of other precautions, then of course you would wear the mask. But in public, where people, as usually people wear them, they touch them, they wear the same contaminated one, they breathe around it, it doesn't fit, they're exposing themselves to more germs from their masks than they would just from being mask-free. And you're not going to get COVID or anything else from somebody who doesn't have it. So handicapping everybody with a filthy mask, does not even potentially do any good if there's nobody around who's infected.
There's Dr. Jane Orient, and then just to make this even funnier and more, I don't know, sarcastically hilarious, this law professor Bonshoff says, you have 40% of healthcare workers that are not vaccinated. So let me just get this straight, Mr. Lawyer. You're going to criticize healthcare workers for not being vaccinated. Mr. Lawyer, could it be that healthcare workers know a lot more about COVID and vaccines and masks than you do? And 40% of healthcare workers not being vaccinated, do you think that maybe they're a little bit more skeptical of what the medical establishment says we must do because they've worked under the medical establishment and they know that the medical establishment gets it wrong? I mean, you could drive a freighter through this guy. How does this guy get to be a law professor at George Washington University? Seriously. I mean, what was the qualification? Draw this pirate. Ah, you're a professor of law. Congratulations. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. The idiocy abounds. And frankly, I'm disgusted with many people in the American public who are going to blindly go along like sheep to slaughter with any new mask mandates. And what this Bonshoff guy, this lawyer from George Washington University, says backs up what I said before. There is an authoritarian, totalitarian wing right now that has positions of power and prominence in our country. And I will say this until the day I die. You are a conservative. You believe your natural enemy is the liberal. You are wrong. That is old thinking. Our mutual enemy, liberals and conservatives, the authoritarians. This guy is an authoritarian. Dangerous people. Let's go to Dan. Dan, hello.
How you doing, buddy? There is no way in hell I'm putting a mask back on. I'll tell you what. I had that hesitancy. I got COVID. You want to know how I got COVID? I do inspections, okay? I lug extinguishers around all day long. I wear that mask. I did an inspection at a hospital. You know what the hospital told me? They said, here's what you do. You're to inspect all the extinguishers in the hospital. You're to do the COVID floor last. When you do the COVID floor, you are to leave the property and not come back in. And I'm thinking to myself, so what is it you're okay with me being exposed to that you don't want me being bringing back into the hospital? So I did it anyway. I had my paper mask on, and I'm walking around, and I'm looking at everyone else is walking around in bunny suits. I asked one of the nurses, I said, hey, how come you're in bunny suits and I'm wearing just the paper mask? He said, don't worry about it. We're going into the rooms with the patients. You're just out in the halls. Well, lo and behold, a week or two later, yeah, I got it. Didn't get it bad. I survived. I lost a little hair from it and everything else, but I'm fine. Okay. So now I've got natural immunity. Talking to my doctor, I said, what do I got to do to get rid of this mask? He said, just get the J&J. One and done. You don't worry about it. You'll have that card. So I'll tell you what. They bring this mask mandate back. I'll keep my card in my pocket, and I'm walking into anywhere I want to. I'll flash that card, and they can arrest me if they want to throw me out. I don't care. I am done.
Now, I'll tell you something. Local businesses need to start making plans now. Restaurants, places of any business, start making plans now. Keep anybody out of your business that you don't know. A lot of restaurants have a steady base of clientele. They know who their customers are. Anybody comes by you don't recognize, don't let them in. They're probably rats from the health department.
Yeah, you're probably right. Now, I wouldn't even got the vaccine if I hadn't seen they were dropping the mask mandate if you've been vaccinated. I'm like, you know what? If that's it, then I guess the vaccine works. I guess I'll get it. Even though I've been exposed to even though I had COVID, I'll get the vaccine. It's on the advice of my doctor. He said it's not going to hurt you to get the vaccine on top of having had COVID. So I went and got it just to be rid of the mask. And now they're saying that they want to bring it back. No, they can all go to hell. It ain't happening.
Hey, somebody better tell people that George Floyd isn't the only American who has civil rights. The rest of us has civil rights as well, and we need to stand up for them while we're still alive.
Amen to that. Hey, brother, you have a great weekend.
All right, I intend on doing that, and I'm sensing angel's envy in my future. All right, he got that. Then somebody's going to send me an email. Angel's envy, you have to try Basil Hayden. I like Basil Hayden. Well, you got to try Crown, but don't do Crown Apple. Oh, we've had booze debates on this show. Frightening. Absolutely frightening. You know, the good news is I'm looking forward to Sunday Fun Day because it's going to be like Clam City. The bad news is it'll be Sunday, and I'll be thinking about work all day long. Do you guys go through that, too, your Sunday evening anxiety? It hits me about 5 p.m. It's like, oh, man, weekend is over. Damn. All right, let's get back to the calls on and I like my job. For those of you who don't like your job, drink more, I guess. Here's Dave in East Amherst. Dave, hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hello, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment about the mask. I agree with you entirely. When you think about the large spike in the original COVID, which was October, November, maybe December timeframe, everybody and their uncle was wearing a mask. And that was the biggest spike. So I truly question how good these masks are, number one. Secondly, when you see all these people with masks, when 70% of the people in Western New York have been vaccinated, and you walk into Wegmans and about half the people have masks on, I'm starting to wonder if these people enjoy wearing the mask. But anyway, just my 2 cents.
You know, that's very interesting you mention that, because I think for some people, the mask has become a psychological crutch. Remember Peanuts, Charlie Brown? Remember Linus with his blanket? The mask has become a security blanket for grown-ups. I mean, you might as well suck your thumb, too.
I agree with you.
I mean, I'm totally serious. I really believe people have developed, in some cases, an unhealthy, pathological attachment to wearing a mask. And maybe some of them are, Bellavia, David calls it virtue signaling. You know, I care about my fellow man. I'm wearing a mask.
I agree with that.
But I think some people are just hooked on masks. Personally, I'm hooked on phonics, but
if you're afraid of the whole thing and you want to wear a mask, fine. But to force everybody, including us that are vaccinated, it just makes no sense. Just if you're that afraid of that, either stay in your basement and don't go out, or wear a mask when you walk in the room.
And Dave, I don't know. I mean, there's this little tidbit too. People might want to walk through a cemetery sometime and realize that, you know what, rich, poor, black, white, Asian, whatever, none of us gets out of here alive.
Right. Right.
I mean, you can live your life, or you can live your life in mortal terror of dying. Well, I've been close to that. Didn't faze me. So, I mean, I'm not foolhardy, don't get me wrong, but I'm also, I mean, you know, boys and girls, the bottom line is, in 100 years, you're not going to be here, okay? You won't be here. Some of us, it's going to be a lot sooner than that. But nobody gets out of here alive. And pretending that we're all immortal in the physical sense is, you know, it defies reality.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. And again, folks, as I did today's show, talking about a disease which is 98.5% survivable for even the highest risk patients, all right, every minute of this program, roughly two people died of heart disease. One every 37 seconds died of heart disease during this show on COVID. Yet where's this lawyer saying, you know, Biden could save lives if he would ban pizza and wings. He could save lives if he'd ban alcohol. You don't hear that now, do you? There's such idiocy and inconsistencies out there and logical fallacies. Man, I can't believe these two women, these mothers of these two kids in Rochester, 1 and 3 years old, putting their kids through the vaccine, the trial. They're doing it for a trial, and they say, well, the doctor says it's totally safe. It's a trial? How can you possibly have a conclusion that it's safe before a trial? Folks, really? I mean, come on. I'm pretty stupid, but even I can figure that one out. Really. I mean, really. All right. Thanks to Pasquale Maggiore for another tremendous error-free program. He's batting 1,000. He says he made some mistakes. I didn't hear any mistakes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.